My name is Omar Hernandez. I am an entrepreneur and a proud Southwest Detroiter. I was born in Havana, Cuba. My ancestors from Cuba came from Spain and Africa. We immigrated to Detroit in the April 1966. We already had family here. I was like 5 years old. So my parents came, and me, my sister Cecilia, and Susana, my other sister, was only like 7 or 8 months old when we immigrated over here. My aunt lived right down the street from here, Hubbard Farms on West Grand Boulevard, and you know, it's a big house. You know, she had a, I mean, it's still a nice, really nice house, but you know, as a young kid coming from Cuba, the house looked like enormous, looked like a mansion, and we all stayed there with her, lived there with them for like a year, and then eventually both my parents started working right away. They were working 16-hour days, 7 days a week for the first 5 years they were here. So they were constantly working. The values of the area here, the people here are very hard workers, you know. It's a place where people come to assimilate, you know, Europeans or Central Americans or, you know, from Caribbean. People come here and they work hard, you know, and you see them working hard and they strive. The bakery building that we stand in right here is the 1894 building. Back in the 40s, the second floor, originally it was a hall, so Oddfellows Hall. Back in the 40s, they converted it into sleeping rooms. And that's how it was when I purchased the building, but the building was very bad shape. It was falling apart. I mean, we really spent a year and a half, 2 years restoring this building. And I was thinking, what am I going to do with this building? I mean, I like the building so much. I want to restore it. I want something that can enhance it. And what did I know how to do? Well, what I know how to do was baking. So I go, I'm going to open up a bakery. So when I first opened it up here, I was the actual baker. My wife was working in the front, you know, and I had a few people we trained. So the first few years, I actually was here coming up 4 in the morning baking and my wife working. And now we have, I don't know, close to 35, 40 people working here. Yes, I'm an entrepreneur, but I have a strong sense of community and belonging here that I don't look at the bottom line. This bakery is something that I enjoy and I love. So I'm not looking at it as how much am I making from the bakery. You know, it's something that I really want to do. There's other things I can do here that are probably more profitable, but this is something the community needs.